my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name, my soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. Bless his name. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. Bless his name, yes, 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 oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. 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 Have your way in me. In say yes. I'll 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 say yes. Have your way. 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 Have your way.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. We magnify you and we adore your name this day. Hallelujah. God, you're worthy. Hallelujah. God, you're adorable. God, hallelujah. God, we magnify you. Hallelujah. God, we lift your name up, for your name is worthy, God. You're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the adoration. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored. God, we sing hallelujah. God, we say glory to you. God, we lift up your name, God, because you're worthy of praise. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy, God, to be magnified. You're worthy of our praise. And so we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. We bless your name this morning. We declare, God, declare right now, have your way. We'll say yes, Lord. Have your way in me even now, Lord. We'll say yes, Lord. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this morning, for you are worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, Lord. You are worthy of all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And so we rise this morning to magnify the God of our salvation. For when praises go up, blessings come down. And sometimes, God, we don't have words to say. We don't have words or thoughts, oh God, to declare. And we don't know how to properly, oh God, tell you what's going on. But God, if we can just lift up our hearts, if we can just look up to the hills, knowing that our help cometh from you, Lord. If we can look up to the hills, Lord, we won't be in this valley experience forever, Lord. If we can just look to the hills, from whence cometh our help cometh from you, Lord. And you are the maker of heaven and earth. You are the creator of the ends of the world. You are the one that spoke this world into existence, Lord, and put everything in its place, Lord. You know our ending from our beginning, Lord. You know the way that we should take, God. You even know our thoughts are far off. So, God, we can't do anything without you. Oh, God, so with words cannot even express our gratitude, God. Hear our cries, oh, Lord. Hear our moanings and our groanings, Lord. Hear the songs, the hums, oh, God, that ring down in our soul, saying, God, blessed be the name of the Lord, for our Lord God is good. Our Lord God is mighty. Our Lord God is righteous. Hear, oh, God, the cries and the pleas, oh, God, and the moans of your people. As we lift up your name, for you said when you are lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. And we need to be drawn to you, Lord. For where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. God, and I keep saying that scripture wrong. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, oh God, there is liberty. There is healing. There is strength. There is joy forevermore. And we need your glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We offer unto you a sacrifice this morning, Lord. Rising early, God, things have been quite busy this week. But God, I thank you, God, because I'm willing to make that sacrifice to seek you early while you may yet be found. I want to seek you, God, before the day gets going. I want to seek you, God, before things get hectic. I want to seek you first, God, because you have told us to put no other gods before you. And, Lord, I don't want anything to be before you, Lord. I don't want my wife to be before you. I don't want my children to be before you. I don't want my job to be before you, God. I don't want my issues to be before you. But I want to cast all of those things
over to you and put my trust and put my hope in the rock of my salvation. For you are my strength, oh God. You are a present help in the time of trouble. You are, God, that peace in the midst of the storm. So, God, no matter how the storms may be raging around us and in our lives and in our bodies, oh God, and in our finances, God, we can put our trust and we can put our hope in you. God, help us, God, this morning as we seek your face early this morning to put you first in all things, not only in all of our ways to acknowledge you, not just that, but that as we acknowledge you, as we submit to your will, and as we submit to your way, God, we say yes and we seek after you. Oh, God, for they that hunger and thirst after righteousness' sake, they shall be filled. If we hunger and that thirst, oh, God, after your glory, God, if we hunger and thirst, oh, God, after your presence, God, if we hunger and thirst, oh, God, in our time of prayer and as we build relationship with you, oh, God, if we hunger and thirst after those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are holy, those things that are righteous, those things that are sanctified, hallelujah, if we hunger and thirst after those things, not, oh, God, the things of this world, not carnality, oh, God, not selfishness, God, not God, bad attitudes, Lord, if we seek after those things, oh, God, that are lovely, those pure, your righteousness, God, seek after your kingdom, Lord, then you'll add everything that we need, God, into our lives, oh, God, so that you may receive the glory, you may receive the honor, you may receive the praise. We say yes, Lord, in all of our ways, Lord, we say yes, Lord, in all of our doings, Lord, we say yes, Lord, for when there's a yes in the hearts of your people, God, you come and show yourself mighty, you come and show yourself strong. When we say yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, when we give you a yes, Lord, oh God, buildings have to stumble, God, when we say yes, Lord, demons have to flee, when we say yes, Lord, your will is done in our lives, Lord, when we say yes, Lord, sickness has to flee, God, when we say yes, Lord, God, things carnal, God, gotta go, because when you show up, God, oh God, you don't like things that are unclean. And so you come in and you make us clean. Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. I live in a nation of uncleanness, God, that's impure, Lord. And you sent those seraphims, Lord, with those coals of stone, God, and you cleansed him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And just like you did it for Isaiah, when you formed him and shaped him, Lord, you can do same thing as us, I mean us, Lord. We are people of unclean lips, Lord, unholy, God, unrighteous before you. But make us holy even now, God, so that we can do your will, God. Shape us and mold us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And purify us, oh God, with your glory, God. Purify us with the blood even now, God. Sanctify us even more so that you may receive the glory, God. You may receive the honor. We bless your name right now. For when praises go up, I'm back to that again. Blessings come down. We need your glory, God. We need you, God, today. Oh, we can't make it without you, Lord. Oh, God, you are the very substance of life for us. God, get that into our hearts, into our minds. You are the air that we breathe, God. You are the reason that we move and have our very being. God, we can't do anything without you. We are nothing without you, God. We can't walk without you, Lord. We can't talk without you, Lord. We can't live without you, Lord. And so in all of our ways, we acknowledge you. We need you, God, today. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. We bless your name. Storm clouds are raging, Lord. Strong winds are blowing, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, they're coming in the lives of your people, Lord. I hear it, oh God, daily. Got a call yesterday, Lord. Got a text this morning, Lord. Storm clouds are raging, God. Strong winds are blowing, Lord. But we have a Savior, Lord, today. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. We have a God that looks at sits high and looks low. We serve the one, oh God, who is able to present us faultless. We serve the God who's able to wash away our sins. We serve the one, oh God, who spoke us, oh God, and breathed life into us, God. Oh God, that shaped us and molded us and breathed the breath of life into us. We serve a great God. And when we, God, because we serve a great God, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. You told the people, God, I read it yesterday, Lord, if we would just get our houses in order, God, if we'll stop mistreating one another, God, if we'll seek your face, oh God, and put the idols away, then you will allow us to live in the land that you have made for us, God. You have made a way in every area of our lives, Lord. If we can just put our trust in you, oh God, put our faith in you. Oh, God, put our hope in you. Our hope is not built in these things in the world. Our hope is not built in things to please our flesh. Our hope is not built, oh, God, in things that are carnal. But our hope, oh, God, this day is built in you, God, the rock of our salvation. Oh, God, the shelter in the time of storm. Oh, God, our hope is built in you. And so, God, help us not to lean unto our own understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. I didn't know that I was going to have this much energy this morning, but I bless your name, Lord. I feel like David, oh God, well, I will bless the Lord at all, God, because your word, God, when I rise in the morning, God, I will bless your name, God. Oh God, in the middle, oh God, the noonday, I will bless your name, God. Before I set myself down, God, I will bless your name, for your name is worthy, God. Your name is worthy, Lord. Your name is worthy, God. You're worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Glory. You're worthy of adoration, God. You're worthy to be lifted up in a tour. God, you're so mighty, Lord. God, you're so wonderful. God, you're so awesome, Lord. God, you're so great, Lord. We bless your name, God. Well, you are worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy of praise. And so we magnify your name, Lord. We're standing on holy ground even yet right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, we beckon upon you, God. Oh, we cry out to you even now. Oh, God, you're worthy, Lord. Oh, God, you're holy. Oh, God, you're wonderful to me. Hey, God, we bless your name. Oh, God, we lift up your name, for you're worthy to be praised. And when we praise you, God, our atmosphere is beginning to shift. God, we may be troubled on every hand. Oh, God, but we're not perplexed. We're not cast down. We're not forsaken. Oh, God, we're not left to the side. Oh, God, no matter what the enemy may try to bring our way, he doesn't have the victory, God, but all things work together without a shadow of doubt, we know, God, and all things work together, God, without any doubt in our minds, God, we believe you, oh, God, today. All things work together for the good, God. Help us to see your glory, God. Help us to step into our destiny today. Oh, God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us imagination. Oh God, oh God, to do God those wonderful and great things that even exceed our wildest imagination. If we can just do the simple thing, God, and seek you first, oh God, doors will be opened up. If we can just seek you first, Lord, children will be saved today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, if we just seek you first, God, we can speak those things that are not as though they were. We can cast all of our cares upon you, for you care, God. You're able to do it, God. You are able to hold, oh God, the sins of the world on your shoulder, God. So let nothing, oh God, in this world that's too hard or too strong for you, we give them all over to you, because you are strong and mighty, God. You are mighty in battle, God. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. We lift up your name, because we need you to come on in, Lord, and have your way. Have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, come more and have your way. We lift up our hands because you are the King. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are strong and mighty. You are mighty in battle. You are our God today. We magnify you. We glorify your name today, for you're worthy of praise. You're worthy of adoration. You're worthy to be adored, and we lift up your name today. Hear the pleas of your people as we cry out to you. Ah, God, thank you for having an ear to hear and a heart to receive, God. Thank you for having an ear to hear and a heart to love us, oh God. even when we're unlovable. God, thank you for having an ear to hear. Oh, God, I want to thank you for having a heart to receive of me. Thank you for mercy, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, today. Oh, God, my heart cries out. Hallelujah. God, I thank you because you're so merciful and kind. You're so patient towards your people. Oh, God, when we should have been consumed, God, you said not so. When we should have been overridden, God, overridden by the enemy, Lord, you said not so. Thank you, Lord, today for your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord, today for your mercy is everlasting. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, today. Oh, you're worthy, God. My mind, oh God, came to fathom how great you are. Oh, you're great and mighty, Lord. Great and mighty, Lord. I thank you, Lord, today. We cry out to you. We can't cry out to anyone else. We don't give our hopes and our thoughts to anyone else. But we have come before your throne of presence this morning to seek your face, to submit to your will. To say, not our will, God, but let thine will be done. Honor the sacrifice of your people. Hallelujah. As we have risen early, a faithful God. You are looking for a faithful generation. You're looking for a people that are willing to trust you. Go out, God. Get out the boat, Lord. You're willing, even though the storms are raging. Oh, God, you're looking for a people that's willing to step into the mist, oh, God. Step into the waves. Step into the fire, God. We won't be burned, God. We won't be overridden, God. We won't be forsaken. You won't let it overtake us. You just need us to step into the fire, God, so that we can be refined. Hallelujah. So that those things that are unlike you can be washed away. Give us the boldness to trust you, Lord, today. When we don't have the answer, Lord, give us the boldness to say yes to your will, God. When we don't know, God, the next step that we should take. Help us, oh God, to say yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Hallelujah. Yes, we obey. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Give us a say yes. Let a yes ring down in our souls. Let a yes, God, let a yes ring down in our hearts, Lord, today. Oh, glory, God. Glory, glory, God. Let a yes, God, ring in our souls. Yes, Lord, we submit to your will. Yes, Lord, have your way even now. Yes, Lord, we, oh God, will obey and follow. Give us a yes, Lord. Let it ring down in our hearts even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that your will might be done in our lives. We don't know the way that we should take. We don't know the way that we should go. But, God, if we submit to your will and submit to your authority, Lord, you know the way that we should take. You know the way that we should go. You know the words that we should say. You know, God, everything that we should give. You know every single circumstance, every single trial that comes our way, because everything has to get permission from you. Nothing should come upon us, God, that should overwhelm us, because the God that we serve is in control. You are in control. Give us that thought. When it seems like things are not just working in our behalf, my God is in control. God, that empowers you in our lives even more. That empowers you, God, because that means that we have submitted to your will and we're willing to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Hallelujah. Where you lead me, God, I follow. That was Peter, God. He said, God, bid me to come. Oh, God, storm clouds are raging, God. Strong winds are blowing, Lord. Bid me to come. Bid me to come unto you. And you said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. That you take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's what you're telling us as a people, God. You're telling us we don't have to carry the world on our shoulder. We don't have to carry life on our shoulder. We don't have to carry everything, God. We can give it all over to you, God. We can give everything over to you. And you can able. You are able, God, today. You're able to do anything but fail. You're able to keep us from falling. You're able to prevent us falling. You're able, oh, God, to sustain us and give us life. You're able, God, to breathe life into dry situations. God, you're able, God, today. Help us to declare, God, we believe that you're able, Lord. not only are you able, God, that you can and that you will, you do it in our lives. You won't just do it in the lives, oh God, of those that are around us. But you'll do it in our lives, God. You'll make the way straight, Lord. You'll do it in our lives as well, God. We're not just vagabonds here on this earth by ourselves, but we serve, God. We may not be of this world, Lord, but we serve the God that reigns, oh God, and that is the King of all of the world, God, all of the earth, Lord, today. So help us to look to you, Lord, in all of our ways acknowledge you. Help us to look to you, God, in all of our ways say yes to you. God, help us to look to you, Lord, and give us a hunger, God, not to just be satisfied with the status quo. Oh, God, something is greater, God. The storm, God, is just raging. Oh, God, to help us to become stronger in you, Lord. You want to take us higher, Lord. That's what I've been talking about all year long, Lord. We want to move forward, Lord. There is a higher calling, God. There is a greater anointing, Lord. Oh, God, and that which is given, oh, God, so much is given, Lord. Much is required. Oh, God, help us, Lord, today. Help us to stand, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, when all that we can do is just stand, God. Oh, God, gird us up right now, God. Strengthen us up right now, God. Bring light into us even now, Lord. Renew our spirits even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we wait upon you, God. Our trust is in you, Lord. Our hope is built in no one else but you, God. We believe you, Lord. Make us strong even now. Solidify us even now, God. Oh, God, let us mount up, oh, God, with wings as eagles as we wait upon you. Breathe in strength into us. Breathe in a refreshing God. Breathe in life. Life to go on. Life to continue to fight. Life, oh God, to be steadfast and unmovable. God, we can't do that on our own. For in our flesh there is no good thing. So it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by what we can do in this flesh, but it's by thy spirit. Give me, give your people a praying spirit throughout the day, throughout the month, throughout the week, every second. Give us to pray without ceasing. God, give us a praying spirit, Lord, that when trials and storms come our way, God, we call on the one who is able to say, peace be still. Give us to pray, God, when things come our way that are unlike you, God, that are there to try to kill us, that are there to try to destroy us, God. And God, you gave me the word, God, how to stay afloat when the storms are raging. God, the storms are raging, but yet we're still here because you have made it so that it's our time. This is our time of greatest challenge, and this is our time of the greatest victory in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, help us, God, to see what you see. Help us to not walk by sight, but to walk by faith, to see what you see. God, open up our spiritual eyes that we may see that there was more for us than there is than there is against us. The enemy may look strong in our fleshy and our carnal minds, but sanctify my eyes even now, God, that I may see your glory, that I may see you in the beauty of holiness, that I may see you in the greatness that you are, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the enemy may look strong in my eyes, but in my spiritual eyes, that devil, he is a losing, oh God, he is a loser, he is a defeated foe, he does not have the victory, he's on his way to hell, but my God is great, my God is awesome. My God is here, and my God is taking me through because I trust him today. Open up our eyes and give us the right vantage point to see you, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And not only that, God, give us the right perception, Lord. Oh, God, help us not to perceive those things, oh, God, that are not even there. But open up our eyes, open up our understanding that we may see, God. Oh, God, that we may submit to you, God, that we may surrender to your will, that we may be willing to say yes to your will and yes to your way, God. Help us, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. This trouble is only for a season, God, but greater is ahead in the mighty name of Jesus. This trouble is only for a time. There's a time and a place for everything under the sun, God, a time to live and a time to die. Oh, God, a time to cast down, a time to pluck up, God. There is a time for everything, God. So, God, give us understanding that trouble will last always, God, in the mighty name of pressing in is in the control of my God. God, open up our eyes that we may see. Get us in the right point to see your glory. Give us a clear understanding of your will in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. And help us to hold on to you, God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You have not changed, God. You are the same, God. You're the same God that rescued Abraham. You're the same God that rescued Isaac. You're the same God that did it for Jacob, God. You're the same God that did it for Joseph, Lord. You're the same God that did it for God David, Lord. You're the same God that did it for Peter, Lord. You're the same God that did it for each and every person that trusted you in the Bible, Lord. Oh, God, you gave Solomon wisdom, God. You gave Gideon a great army, oh, God, with little people, Lord. In the mighty name of a limited number of people, Lord. You did those great things, God. You helped Samson, God, defeat the enemy, God. Over and over again, you helped Deborah, God. Oh, God, defeat the great armies, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you helped Ruth, oh, God. You helped Job, God. You can, if you did it before, Lord, you can do it again, God. And we don't have to go back that far, Lord. We got to get all high-minded, oh, God, and righteous before you, God. But you've done it for us, oh, God. You've made ways of escape for us, God. You've opened up doors for me as well, God. I don't have to keep going all the way back to those people. But, God, you did it yesterday. God, you did it last week, God. You blessed me, God, and you keep on blessing me even right now, Lord, over and over, God, over and over again, so I can stand, God, in the midst of the storm, Lord, because you've done it before. You brought me through. You made a way. The storms are raging, God, but you made a way. And so we trust you, God, that you're able to do it again. Help us to trust you, God, that you're able to do it again. And then also remind us, God, that we are your people. I'm repeating some of the thoughts, God, that I had in my message about staying afloat in the storms, Lord. Because as I said earlier, God, getting calls and getting notes, God, that the storms are raging in the lives of your people. And we can't make it on our own. We'll be out there, God, like a ship without a sail. Being tossed to and fro by the wind and, oh God, everything that's going on in this world. But we need our rock to be there. We need our sail to be there. We need our shelter in the time of storm to be there. So God, remind us of who we are. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I am a peculiar people. I have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. I was once a foreigner, but now I'm a part of the King's family, God. I belong to you, Lord, today. And if you would do the things that you do for the lilies of the field, Lord, if you do the things that you do for the fowls of the air, God, they don't have to worry about themselves. They don't have to dress themselves. They don't have to feed themselves, God. If you are willing to do that for them, God, how much are you willing to do for me? Your word says you've given us your all, Lord. You gave us Jesus, God. You gave us your best, Lord. So if you're willing, oh God, you're able to do that again for me. You do great things over and over again. And so we bless you with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our souls this day. We commit these thoughts and these prayers. We commit these cries unto you today. For you're able, God, to stand. Hallelujah. You're able, God, to keep us today. Hallelujah. God, you're able to do. Oh, God, things that blow our mind, that exceed our wildest imagination. Stir up in us, oh, God, even now, God, just because you're able. Refresh us even now, Lord, because you're able. Gird up our loins even now, Lord, because you're able. God, you're mighty. God, you're strong. God, you're wonderful. Oh, you're so awesome. And we thank you, God, this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We're going to rejoice, Lord, because you have created this day just for me. We pray for Missionary Howard, God, today. Our guest, our goal to give each and every member. We pray for Lady McCowan this morning. That you continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to strengthen her. God, give her the words of wisdom, clarity, understanding in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, God, as she blessed the women of God this morning during coffee break. Oh, God, speak into her. Strengthen her body even now, God. She's weary, tired. Lord, oh, God, things, the schedule just been hectic and tough. But, God, we put our trust in you, and we pray that you will renew her strength. Help her to mount up with wings as eagles. Help her to run and not be weary. Help her to walk and not faint, God. That's so we can continue to march on, Lord. Continue to move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her body. Touch her mind. God, bless her finances right now. We cast the devil out of finances. We cast the devil out of the body. God, we cast the devil out of the way. We plead the blood even now. Breathe life on our commitment, on our sacrifice. Bless these people, God, who have been helping us in this hotel. God, all of this week, Lord, young man just walked in, God, and I pray your blessings on him right now, that you would keep him and strengthen him, God, that you would keep the anointing, God, let your anointing fall afresh on him even right now, that this day may be like none other. Oh, God, that he, oh, God, will have an experience, oh, God, with you on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you do things, all things well. And, God, nothing comes about us by happenstance, Lord. So, God, give us a spirit to bless others, oh, God, on this day. That's what you gave me, oh, God, to the people of God as we began to serve here in the Adventist, Lord. You told me, oh, God, to tell them to bless the people. For we are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. But we have the power to bless others as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us the word to be a blessing to others, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you bless us in the financial area as well, oh God, help us to not be selfish. Help us, oh God, to give to the poor, God. Help us to offer sacrifices to those that are not able, oh God, to do things. Give them things to help out, God. Help us to be willing to be a blessing to others in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to have our hands out all the time to receive, but help us to put our hands out to give as well. For it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. God loves. You said in your word that you love a cheerful giver. Liberal souls shall be made fat. Bless us today. Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, God. Continue to watch over him as he's we are away. Not childish foolishness get the best of him. Oh, God, but help him to do what he's been trained up to do. Well, you told us to train up our children in the way that they should go. And when they grow older, they won't depart from it, God. We put the word in him. So, God, keep him, God, while we are away. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Crystal McCowan and Aaron McCowan, Lord. Mother McCowan, God, bless her today. Oh, God, bind the illness in her foot right now. Heal up that knee right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen that hip right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke high blood pressure. We rebuke diabetes. It's right. Oh, God, bless your name. Oh, God, we rebuke it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All sickness, God, we cast the devil out. We cast the sickness out. We plead the blood even now. Let your blood overcome her. Oh, God, Holy Spirit, touch her even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and anoint her body. Give her long life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her, oh, God, where she may be weak, God. Bring back that memory, God. Open up those ears, oh, God, that the hearing may be as clear, oh, God, as you have made them, oh, God, as a baby's ear. God, touch her and anoint her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for missionary Myrna Howard, Lord. Touch her even now, Lord. Touch her even now, God. Give her peace. Give her strength. Give her the words and the actions that she needs to put into place, Lord, for the protection of her family. Joy. Oh, God, but you've come that we might have life, God. And that life is just not for ourselves, but that life is for my family as well. Speak life. Oh, God, missionary Howard, right now, speak life in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the word. Give us the word, God. Give us the words to speak life right now, God, into situations that seem, oh, God, to be, oh, God, against her. God, speak life right now. And we put our trust in you. We put our trust in you that you're going to work it out for our good. Oh, God, missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, bless her, Lord, today. You know her prayers. You know her cries. You know the pleas. You know the desires of her heart, God. Bless her even now, God. Bless her in the city. Bless her in the field, God. Bless her family, God. Lord, God, she's taught them and trained them up in the way they just know. Bless them right now, God. Grandbabies as well. Oh, God, we pray for Sister Connie Coulter, Lord. Christopher, God, Yasmina, Zachariah. Also pray for Jalen, Lord, and Brother Coulter, Lord. Oh, God, bless that family, Lord. Bind the devil on every hand. Cast the devil out of the wheel. Cast him out of the way. Cast him out of the minds. God, reveal, oh, God, his dastardly deeds, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal his tricks, oh, God, the snares that he set up in the midst of that family, God. And, oh, God, we plead the blood, wash and cleanse, God. Breathe into life, God. Breathe, oh, God, allow your spirit to reign, oh, God, in that place, in that family. Oh, God, we bind separation. We bind, oh, God, the enemy that tries to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. We plead the blood. Let your blood cover. Let your blood protect. God, send the angels. God, give them charge over them to keep them, God, in this time, in this very hour. We pray for that family. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for, oh, God, Sister Valerie Miller, Lord, and Brother Victor Merriweather, Lord. You know, God. We put them into your hands. You know, Lord. You know, God, their hearts. You know the issues. You know the troubles. You know, God. We put them in your hands. We don't leave them, God. We're not turning our backs on them. But, God, help us to pray, intercede on their behalf, call out their names on a daily basis, God. Give them no rest, oh, God, until they come on back in to the ark of safety, God. Help us to not be weary, God, but help us to continue to remain steadfast. God, it's not just for our lives, but, God, you want us to be steadfast on behalf of others as well. That's why we must always pray. Because, God, you want us to keep others, oh, God, before you, God, in the name of Jesus. So we call the names out even now. We have not turned their backs on them, our backs on them. But we still call upon them on this day. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, Lord. I don't always include them in the membership count, God, but they always tell me that they are members of Praise Center, Lord. And so, God, we pray for those, that great couple right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for not only allowing them to be external partners, Lord, but they are internal partners as well because they invest, they sow into this ministry, God. Their heart is focus in this ministry, even though they may be afar off. I thank you, God, that we can remain connected even when we are physically disconnected. God, I pray that you bless them for their sacrifice. Bless them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep opening up doors. Keep blessing them over and over again for their faithfulness, God. What we sow, God, that's what we're going to reap, God. And they've sown great seeds of favor into this ministry. So, God, I expect you to bless them with a harvest, so, God, that they won't have enough room to receive it. Bless them for their sacrifice and their faithfulness and their commitment to Praise Center right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we pray for the laborers that you're sending our way because we remain steadfast and unmovable about this work that you've called us to. Thank you for Praise Center, Church of God and Christ. Thank you for what you're doing in the ministry. Thank you for how you sustained us. And thank you for how you're going to take us higher. We look much better in our future than we look right now. Oh, God, we may not see all that we want to see. Oh, God, but with my sanctified eyes, I see the house full, overflowing. I see us even in a greater building, Lord. Oh, God, because where we at is not our final destination, but you have something greater in store for us. We pray for Bishop Ted Thomas today, Mother Charletta Thomas, oh God. We pray for all the saints that are here in Cincinnati. We pray for the success of the meeting. We bind the devil on every hand. Lest, yes, Lord, we know that there is spiritual wickedness in places that they don't need to be in. But God, we put our cares and our trust in you. Lead us. Bless the powers, oh God, who are here working with me. Brother John Mabry, God, here working with me. Honor their sacrifice, God. Let us not be used and abused, God, but bless us for our willingness to serve, oh God, and the labor of love that we've sown into this event, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him on his job, God, as he does Trinity wear, God. Bless his endeavors, oh Lord. Lead, guide, and direct, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Sister Lisa Moore-Law, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her body, touch her heart, touch her mind even now.
I just got to call out the people that you're bringing to my name. I know that I'm past my time, but God, you've given me that strength to pray right now, and God, that we need to pray while I got to get it out while you're putting it into my heart. We pray for Lisa Law right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the heart, touch the mind, cast the devil out, God. Help open up her eyes and she may see you in everything and all of her ways, God. Help her to acknowledge you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Oh, God, and help her to give her to say yes to your will and yes to her your way. We pray for her son, God. Oh, God, I can't remember his name. Justin, thank you, Holy Ghost. We pray for Justin right now. Save her, Lord. Save in the mighty name of Jesus. My brother Larry Brown, bless him today. And then bless all of those that who are on our prayer wall that have submitted petitions, God. Young man Michael, I believe, praying for his sister for salvation, Lord. We've had other petitions, oh, God, about directions for jobs, Lord, and touching and healing in the families. God, you, oh, God, sent people our way. So, God, give us to pray for them, oh, God, until your will is completed in their lives, oh, God, and that they may overcome whatever it is that the storm may be raging in their lives right now. Give us to pray and intercede on their behalf. And we know that all things will work together for the good of those that love us and who are the called according to your purpose. We love you, Lord, today. We magnify you, Lord, today. We thank you for strength. We thank you for renewal. We thank you for refreshing. We thank you for revival. And we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice because our God is in control. We thank you, Lord, today. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. We thank you for taking time out this morning to join us in prayer. Know that the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. Men ought to always...